I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Coming up in just over a month, the 25th anniversary of what's known as the Tiananmen Square Massacre. On June 4th, 1989, Chinese troops fired on unarmed civilians in Beijing, bringing a violent end to weeks of protests. But it was 25 years ago this month, in May 1989, that those student-led protests gained critical momentum. Try and remember the time, because a lot of communist regimes around the globe were on the ropes, and some were about to fall. That was the context for the gathering storm at Tiananmen Square.
That would have been the first chapter. Remember, the Berlin Wall had yet to fall. So actually, it did start in China. So as a result, nobody really knew what was going to happen next.
John Pomfret was there in 1989, covering events in the Chinese capital for the Associated Press.
Well, May 1st, there were an estimated several hundred thousand people in Tiananmen Square. All over the city, probably around a million people were on the streets protesting, calling on the Chinese government to give them greater freedom. One had the sense, though, that with the clear infighting amongst the Communist Party, that there was going to be some type of a difficult end to the problem. There was no real sense that the Communist Party or any factions within it were seriously interested in embracing some type of significant political reform.
What did you think you were seeing at the time? What were you telling your editors in New York when they asked what's going on there at that square?
Just an incredible outpouring of irritation and a desire for significant political change.
What is the official Chinese government version of what happened in 1989? And has that narrative changed or evolved at all over time?
That's a great question, Marco. I think it actually has changed. Initially, after the crackdown, the Chinese government called it the June 4th Counter-Revolutionary Rebellion. But now that name is morphed into the June 4th Incident. Along around 1996, 1997, about 8 years after the crackdown, the Chinese government began allowing back people who had participated in the rebellion but had fled China or had left China. Not the top leadership of the student movement, but lower-level people in the student movement. And so there was a sense that not all sins were forgiven from their perspective, but that they were adopting a different view of it, less counter-revolutionary rebellion and more incident, which implies that the historical judgment is yet to be made on such a thing. But since then, there's been no significant change.
Are there still activist groups calling attention to June 4th?
In China, not so much. It's just not it's not a growth industry, let's say, because if you do call for a sort of a rethinking of the incident, you invariably get visited by the security officials. And so it's not something that happens on a wide level. That said, there is a significant generation of people who are now actually quite successful financially, who marched, whether in Beijing or in Chengdu or in other cities in Shanghai, and who have very positive feelings and memories from that period of time and would very much support a rethinking of or a new reevaluation of the movement. That said, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
You know, when Obama meets with his Chinese counterparts, I'm sure Tiananmen lurks in the background, but nobody's talking about it. How did that violent crackdown in 89 impact the U.S.-China relationship?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, immediately after the crackdown, President George Bush, the first Bush president, dispatched senior American officials to China to reassure the Chinese that the United States wanted to continue its strong relationship with China. But on the Chinese side, they really viewed the Tiananmen Square protest as being American-inspired. And so their paranoia about the United States increased significantly after that. And they launched the Patriotic Education Campaign movement in which they instructed their students, their young, that America was basically out to change China, out to push China to a capitalist system or to a democracy. And still to this day, within the Communist Party, they say that the United States and Western imperialist forces are continuing to plot to bring down the Communist Party of China. And so I think that experience of Tiananmen Square was a seminal experience that the party had, that it used to convince itself in a way that America wanted to take China down.
John Pomfret, who is covering the Tiananmen Massacre in Beijing in 1989. He's currently writing a book on U.S.-China relations. John, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Marco.